And they can be made out of white, whole wheat flour, or buckwheat. Is that what you want to know?
Right. And any other words for them? You ever heard them called flapjacks?
Yes, sure I have.
Is that an old word?
I'm sure it is. I have heard that many times.
If I remember correctly, when we had flapjacks, it was always at supper.
I think that's just a name in that you do this and turn them over. I think it was interchangeable with batter cakes, the hot cakes. In my mind, it was.
And is a batter cake and a hot cake the same? There,
they are to me.
Right. And if you are making that certain kind of cake, well, like a pound cake, and if you're making an extra big one, and if you said, well, I want a certain amount of butter, a certain amount of flour, a certain amount of sugar, but not one, but two. How would you say that? Two
measures.
All right. And
two portions.
The same word for the amount of it, the name of the cake.
Two portions of pound cake.
All right. And if you were going to actually use two of those, make one twice as big as usual. You say, well, I usually use 1 pound of flour, but now
but
I'm going to use
it.
And I'm going to use
two pounds. I'll double the recipe.
All right. And what is the measure of yeast that you usually use? I'm going to put in a
yeast cake is what it used to be, but now it's dehydrated or whatever, I can't think.
And that middle, the very middle part of an egg.
Yolk.
And what color is it?
Yellow.
And the egg that is cooked in boiling water is called a
soft boiled egg or a hard boiled egg.
And what about if the shell is broken and they're dropped in without the shell and cooked?
Poached egg is what we call that.
And
coddled egg is in a muffin tin.
Right. And
I like poached eggs better, which is in directly in the water.
In the water. I remember this. Mm-hmm. Something very nice too. I don't make them much.
I do that.
What about the different kinds of pork? This is, I think, that which is from the side.
They have side meat and streak of lean, streak of fat. They boil with that a lot. Mm-hmm. And of course, pork chops, you mean the different cuts?
Yes, and what is the term that you might have for all of that? Do you have a word for that which has been preserved with salt?
Oh, cured. Uh-huh. Cured ham. Uh-huh. Or fresh pork ham, you can have either.
Any other words for that part that's used to boil with vegetables? Names for that?
Let's see, they call it pork belly or something like that, I think. I've never used that word. I was a little dubious about saying belly, I thought.
All right, and to mean that whole piece of bacon, you'd say
side.
A side of
bacon.
Any other word for that?
Slab. I've heard that.
And a little hard bit of the outside skin that stays on it is called
rind.
And when that is cooked for breakfast, you call it how many different things? And do you ever call it anything besides just bacon? Do you remember it called anything else?
Side meat.
When it's sliced, you might actually call it side meat.
I don't like it myself, but salt pork. It is bacon, the same thing, but it's cured differently. It's too salty.
I see. And when the pork is ground up, mostly lean, but maybe a little bit of fat, is called
sausage.
And the person who takes care of the killing and cutting is called the
butcher.
And if the meat becomes a little bit